2 Corinthians chapter 8. Furthermore, brothers, we am ake k noun to you the grace of God bestowe d on the church s of Macedonia, how that in a great tr eal of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their generosity, because to their ability I bear record, ye s and d beyond their ability, they were willing to give of themselves, begging us with much urgent gth that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave they our own selves to the Lord, and to us by the will of God. So much so that we desired Titus that, as he had begun, he would also finish in you the same grace also. Herefore, as you abound in every thing, in faith and speech and knowledge and in diligence and in your love to ards us, see that you abound in this grace also. I do not speak by commandment, but because of the earnestness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. Because you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. And in I give my advice, because this is expedient for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also willingly a year ago. Now perform its works, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. Because if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what a man has, and not according to that he does not have. Because I do not mean that other men be eased and you burdened, but by an equality that now, at this time, your abundance may be a supply for their needs, that their abundance also may be a supply for your needs, that there may be equality, as it is written, he who had gathered much had nothing left over, and he who had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, who put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you, because indeed he accepted the encouragement more sincere of his own accord he went to you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not only that, but who was also chosen by the church to travel with us with this grace, administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not my in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes diligent in man. Why, things but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether, nigh do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you, or our brothers, be inquired of, they are the messengers of the church and the glory of Christ. Therefore show them and before the churches the proof of your love and our boasting on your behalf.